Random House Audiobooks presents Back When We Were Grown-Ups by Anne Tyler. Read for you by Blair Brown. 1. Once upon a time, there was a woman who discovered she had turned into the wrong person. She was 53 years old by then, a grandmother, wide and soft and dimpled, with two short wings of dry, fair hair flaring almost horizontally from a center part. Laugh lines at the corners of her eyes, a loose and colorful style of dress edging dangerously close to bag lady. Give her credit. Most people her age would say it was too late to make any changes. What's done is done, they would say. No use trying to alter things at this late date. It did occur to Rebecca to say that, but she didn't. On the day she made her discovery, she was picnicking on the North Fork River out in Baltimore County. It was a cool, sunny Sunday in early June of 1999, and her family had gathered to celebrate the engagement of Rebecca's youngest stepdaughter, Nono Davich. The Davich's cars circled the meadow like covered wagons braced for attack. Their blankets dotted the grass, and their thermos jugs and ice chests and sports equipment crowded the picnic table. The children were playing beside the river in one noisy, tumbling group, but the adults kept themselves more separate. Alone or in twos, they churned about rearranging their belongings, jockeying for spots in the sun, wandering off hither and yon in their moody, Davich manner. One of the stepdaughters was sitting by herself in her minivan. One of the sons-in-law was stretching his hamstrings over by the runner's path. The uncle was stabbing the ground repeatedly with his cane. Goodness, what would Barry think? Barry, the new fiancé. He would think they disapproved of his marrying Nono. And he would be right. Not that they ever behaved much differently under any conditions. Barry had a blanket mostly to himself because Nono kept flitting elsewhere. The tiniest and prettiest of the Davich girls, a little hummingbird of a person, she darted first to one sister and then another, ducking her shiny dark cap of hair and murmuring something urgent. Murmuring, like him, please, maybe. Or at least make him feel welcome. The first sister grew very busy rummaging through a straw hamper. The second shaded her eyes and pretended to look for the children. Rebecca, who earned her living hosting parties, after all, felt she had no choice but to clap her hands and call, "Okay, folks!" Languidly, they turned. She seized a baseball from the table and held it up. No, it was bigger than a baseball. A softball, then. Undoubtedly the property of the son-in-law stretching his hamstrings, who taught phys ed at the local high school. It was all the same to Rebecca. She had never been the sporty type. Still, "Time for a game, everybody," she called. "Barry? No, come on now. We'll say this rock is home plate. Zeb, move that log over to where first base ought to be. The duffel bag can be second, and for third, who's got something we can use for third?" They groaned, but she refused to give up. "Come on, people. Show some life here. We need to exercise off all that food we're about to eat." In slow motion, they began to obey, rising from their blankets and drifting where she pointed. She turned toward the runner's path and, "Yoo-hoo, Jeep," she called. Jeep stopped hugging one beefy knee and squinted in her direction. "Haul yourself over here," she ordered. "We're organizing a softball game." "Aw, Beck," he said. "I was hoping to get a run in." But he came plodding toward her. While Jeep set about correcting the placement of the bases, Rebecca went to deal with the stepdaughter in the minivan, who happened to be Jeep's wife, in fact. Rebecca hoped this wasn't one of their silly quarrels. "Sweetie," she sang out. She waded through the weeds, scooping up armfuls of her big red bandana print skirt. "Patch, roll down your window, Patch. Can you hear me? Is something the matter?" Patch turned and gazed out at her. You could tell she must be hot. Spikes of her chopped black hair were sticking to her forehead, and her sharp, freckled face was shining with sweat. Still, she made no move to open her window. Rebecca grabbed the door handle and yanked it, luckily just before Patch thought to push the lock down. "Now then," Rebecca caroled, "what's all this about?" Patch said, "Can't a person ever get a mo—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?